You might remember the name Baltasar Garzón. He's a Spanish judge best known for pursuing former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet for crimes against humanity. Garzón has run into his own legal troubles, and today the judge was disbarred for 11 years. The World's Jerry Haddon is with us from Spain. Jerry, tell us what happened.
Well, essentially, the Spanish Supreme Court found him guilty of overstepping his authority. He used his power as a judge, as an investigative judge, to tap the phones of suspects that were in prison being investigated for allegedly paying kickbacks to Spanish politicians in exchange for lucrative public contracts. Spanish law says very clearly that you can only wiretap in terrorism investigations. And Judge Garzón argued that he thought that there may have been some money laundering involved between the people in jail and the attorneys, but he wasn't able to prove that successfully, said the judges. And so essentially his career is over. He's 56 years old. By the time his ban is lifted, he'll be at retirement age.
So he took on lots of high-profile international human rights cases. Remind us, Jerry, about how he got the case going against Pinochet, given that Garzón is Spanish and Pinochet was Chilean.
Right. Well, Garzón is known among human rights defenders as the champion of a doctrine known as universal jurisdiction. And that essentially says that there are some crimes that are so heinous, especially crimes against humanity, that somebody can be judged or tried for those crimes literally anywhere in the world. And as you mentioned, Garzón was successful at least in getting Pinochet detained in London in 1998. He also played a role in getting some former Argentine strongmen put behind bars. You know, ironically, today in this sentence, which doesn't have to do with universal jurisdiction at all, but the judges said that Garzón's behavior was indicative of something you might have seen in a totalitarian regime. So it's a bit ironic that this judge, who's made his name internationally going after former dictators, has been chastised and punished basically for allegedly doing the same thing.
How has Garzón responded to the disbarment and to these comments?
He has said that he can't appeal in Spain, but he has said that he will take his case to the European courts, and if he triumphs there, then those courts trump Spanish law. But, you know, he's got a long, hard road ahead of him because, as I say, there's nowhere more for him to go in Spain. You know, he's likely got years and years of legal wrangling ahead of him. And as I say, you know, he's late into his career as it is, and the ban may indeed last nearly as long as his recourses.
And is the disbarment for 11 years really likely to happen?
Absolutely. It's a done deal. Mm. He can't even work as a paralegal, you know, during the summer. His legal career is finished unless at some point down the road at the European level he can overturn this sentence.
The World's Jerry Haddon speaking with us from Barcelona. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.